It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm very excited about this week. I know I say that every week. I catch myself every week, but I am. I want to share information that's going to benefit you, help you be healthier, help you function better, and basically change your life. You know, I'm developing new things all the time. My clinic's growing in new ways. I love what we do. We have an extremely fun time in the office. I always say the overcurrent is nice and light and happy, optimistic, exciting, but the undercurrent's serious. I take very seriously people's health, trying to get you better, not just chiropractically, not just weight loss, nutrition-wise, just overall. And we have so many women and men in our office have hormonal issues. I see it more in women, but it affects men just as much. And how much is linked to nutrition is incredible. You know, you are what you eat. Literally, the soil you get your food from, how your food's grown, if it's genetically modified, if it's been sprayed, all this stuff influences how your body runs and heals hormonally. And hormones, they're the major influencer over most function. Neurological function runs the hormones, but still, you could have damage to tissues in your body, certain organs not being able to produce stuff, certain toxins impacting how your body runs and heals and functions that need to be handled because they impact your hormones. Now, for women, it tends to hit you more. I don't know why. If you have hormonal issues, you tend to see more stuff like autoimmune conditions, chronic fatigue, right? That's a big one. Always feeling tired. Brain fog, right? Not, you know, I describe brain fog as reading something and then having to read it again, just to get meaning from it because your brain isn't capable of absorbing that information or talking to someone and you feel you're somewhere else. You feel your head is somewhere else, unplugged, you're, you know, inside of a bubble, something like that. Brain fog can definitely create issues. Hair loss happens with men and women when you have hormonal issues. Weakened stress response. So what that means is weakened stress response means your body can't handle stress. So I see this with so many patients. If someone makes a loud noise, like pop, you respond more strongly, right? So a loud noise will make you respond more strongly. Bright lights. If there's more stress, if someone's talking to you and something else is going on, you kind of just shut down. You can't handle stress as much. And that has to do with high cortisol levels, which then break down. They get to the point of high cortisol levels because your other hormones are so out of balance. It messes up your gut. Your gut has issues and you store this fat underneath your gut lining. And then you have high cortisol levels that create a weakened stress response. So lightheadedness, that's a big one. This is a big one in my opinion. It really is. I see it with patients all the time. Decreased sex drive and libido. And it's so important because a good sex drive is very, very important for people. You know, your husband, your wife would definitely appreciate you having a good sex drive. And you should have a good sex drive as you get older. It shouldn't decrease just because you're getting older. Maybe a little bit, but you should still have a sex drive. Shouldn't be living platonically with your partner. You should have a good sex drive. So that's very important hormonally to have a good sex drive. Moodiness and irritability. I have so many people with this problem too. They're just moody. They don't know why. You know, people don't know why they're moody. They just are. And that could be depressing, which is the next one, depression. Maybe battling with depression, not feeling as vibrant as you used to, as get up and go as you used to. And that depression could be a big part and parcel of having your hormones completely out of balance. Muscle and bone loss, that's obvious. If you have your hormones change, your muscle levels, your lean muscle mass will decrease. Bone loss will decrease as well. You have increased bone loss, decreased bone. Skin ailments, right? Acne, other sort of skin problems that definitely happens due to hormonal issues. Sleep disturbances, right? Not sleeping as well as you should. Sleep apnea, stuff like that can really mess with your hormones. Weight gain. So you could have weight gain, sweet and salty food cravings, and loss of appetite. So basically, you know, I'm running through all of these things and I realize if I just ran through them quick, I'm going to do it again. It hits pretty much everybody in my listening audience and everybody across the country because it's just, these are the problems people have and they're strongly linked to hormonal issues. So autoimmune issues, chronic fatigue, brain fog, hair loss, hormone imbalance, weakened stress response, insulin resistance, lightheadedness, decreased sex drive, moodiness, irritability, depression, muscle and bone loss, skin ailments, sleep disturbances, weight gain, sweet and salty food cravings, and loss of appetite. So those are the biggies. And we find out all the time has so much to do with what you're eating and your diet. What I mean by that is we see people all the time, they eat foods which are deficient in nutrients, the food that has tons of chemicals in it. Your environment is just infiltrated with chemicals, plastics, right? All your skincare products, they're laden with chemicals, and they're all hormonal disrupting chemicals. So you have these hormone disrupting chemicals, and they go in and they mess up your estrogen, your testosterone levels. And ladies, you need testosterone levels. And testosterone levels, they call it the antidepressant hormone. Because when you have good testosterone levels, it's like you wake up and say, hey, I got to get to the gym. I need to work out. I need to get home and handle this task because I want to get it done. You have that get up and go attitude. And so many people don't have it anymore. They're wondering why, going to their doctor, being put on chemicals and other drugs. You have more chemicals in your body, and it just further burdens your body with chemicals. So you really need to figure this out nutritionally. And we find when you abnormally eat things, when you have abnormal toxins, abnormal nutrition in your body, it tends to mess with your gut. That's the first line. Like, the skin protects you from the outside. Your gut protects you from the food that you eat and the chemicals. But over time, I say you have a cement wall and you keep hitting it with a hammer, hitting it with a hammer. Eventually, you're going to have holes and it's going to start breaking down. And that's what happens to your gut. So you develop leaky gut, and you have this leaky gut syndrome, and it destroys how your gut works. And then it puts more things into your bloodstream. Imagine this. If your gut had a problem with letting more stuff through it into your bloodstream than it should, because as leaky gut has bigger holes in your gut to allow stuff to get to your bloodstream, then more stuff, more chemicals, more negative causing things will get to your bloodstream. And then it travels through your bloodstream, which first of all creates fatigue, depression, all that stuff. But then it leaves the bloodstream and puts itself in muscles and joints and other parts of your body. And it creates things like chronic fatigue syndrome, right? Chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, all these things are directly linked to your gut. So you can see how this cascade develops. All those things I described earlier, they develop in a cascade. So if your gut becomes broken down, stuff gets to your bloodstream and it starts creating chronic fatigue syndrome, other hormonal issues, then your hormones will change trying to protect you from the chronic fatigue syndrome or other issues you have. Now, these things keep going up to your brain, and you have a very powerful, robust blood-brain barrier. It's much more powerful and robust than your gut, so it doesn't break down as easily and let stuff in. But as things keep going up to your brain with a bigger hammer, knocking against that cement wall, you got a mallet now knocking against the cement wall, eventually you're going to break through that barrier too. Then these particles that are in your bloodstream, which should not be there, will go through your blood-brain barrier into your brain, which should be really, it's like a clean lab. I have a lot of patients that work for IBM and other companies where you have to go and wear a clean suit, go through a protective barrier into this clean lab because you can't have anything on you. So your brain's very, very clean. It doesn't want anything from the outside into it except for the nutrition it needs. But these things start getting into your brain. And when they're in there, they create inflammation. And then your brain has a hard time dealing with inflammation, which makes you react more strongly to light, sounds, all these things I was describing earlier. You react more strongly. And, someone comes in the room and starts yelling, you're like, you got to stop. I can't take it. That's because your brain is getting that irritation all the time. And it can't take any more irritation from other sources because it doesn't have the functional capacity to deal with it. So, and then you have more inflammation, and that can create things like plaques in your brain. So you could have cerebral palsies, other stuff like that, other conditions caused by plaques. So you have these things in your brain that can create other conditions. And you see how this cascade keeps developing, developing, and developing. So I have to tell you have to heal your gut. First and foremost, you have to get your gut better. You have to have the adequate nutrition to knit back together those bigger holes in your gut so your body can work better, function better, and not have all that junk get to your bloodstream, which should not get there, which irritates, inflames, and really messes with your body. So that's number one. You have to have the nutrition in your body to heal your gut. Now, I'm going to tell you how the nutrition stuff works. Now, if so many people come in and say, I eat right, I take vitamins, it's phenomenal, but we analyze what they're doing. We have technology that shows us exactly what they're taking in, exactly where they may be nutrient deficient, exactly what supplements they should have more of, exactly what supplements they should have less of. We can figure out exactly what you need, and then we have them plug in these micronutrients. That's what vitamins and minerals are micronutrients. And you plug these things in, and then your body just kind of wakes up. It becomes more alive. You feel more vibrant. You don't feel as altered mentally. Your sex drive comes back. Your hormones get balanced. I had this woman come in, and she was out of menopause for 10 years, in menopause for 10 years, and she got her period back. I don't know if she wanted it again, but her body just worked more the way it was supposed to work. Men that come in, their testosterone raises and they can't produce, you know, they're infertile, they can't have a baby, and all of a sudden they have the baby and it was the man's fault. Now they have the baby. So I see that libido, that hormone balance come back and the body works so much better. Headaches, I see people with headaches who get their nutrient levels balanced and headaches start going away. So almost anything you have symptom-wise because your body's been failing for a long time, it changes drastically once you plug in those micronutrients because your hormones, they get produced better, they start running better, and your body works better. So we see this all the time when people have weight loss resistance. And if you have weight loss resistance, you have this issue where your body does not want to let go of excess weight in your body. I'm going to say that again. It doesn't want to let go of excess weight, particularly fat on your body. And fat storage is there for a couple reasons. You may store fat in your body because you have so much toxicity inside your body, it needs a safe place to put it. And it puts it in fat because fat's the most benign tissue in your body. It's the least metabolically active tissue in your body. I've seen this before with people, they have so much toxicity in their body and they have extra layers of fat in their body to store those toxins. Once we detoxified them, once we plugged in the proper nutrients in their body as well, the body took off a layer. And then we basically got them more nourished, less toxic, another layer. And they couldn't have lost that weight with that toxin load in their body and with the decreased nutrients as well. So it's so cool when you bring your body back closer to how it should be running, healing, functioning. It just knows what to do. Our body has an amazing, what's called innate intelligence. And when you give it a chance to work right, it will work right. But when you have it so burdened and bogged down, it's not going to work right. And believe it or not, your body's doing all these things to try to benefit you because it could be much worse if you're not storing toxins away, if you're not adapting your hormones. You may lose your sex drive. You may be depressed, may not have energy. Your quality of life may be miserable. You may not be sleeping well, all these things, but it's protecting you against something that could be there worse. So if you get your body working better, then when it's working better, you don't have to deal with these consequences because your body knows how to heal. It wants to heal. You give it the right opportunity and it will do it. So if anybody's hearing this, if it's knocking on your door, ringing your doorbell, if you're saying, that's me, you know, that issue, those issues you described earlier, all those hormonal issues, feeling like crap, putting on weight too easy, depression, hormonal issues, sex drive issues, whatever your issues are, pain, chronic fatigue. If you want to figure out how you could get better, you know, I'm going to open up 5 appointments for anybody who wants to do that. We have incredible ways. We have technology that can figure it out. We have entire nutritional protocols, coaches, information that'll really radically transform this issue. I'm telling you, I have people every day in my office who have come in for other issues, tell me how much better they are in all issues because everything's healing and working better. So if you're someone who wants to try to take advantage of that, give me a call. And for the first 5 people, we'll do it for free. It's normally $150 for that consult, but we'll do it for free. You know, you check out Hudson Valley Nutrition. That's my company. And we do a very, very high level analysis. I met with so many health experts across the country and developed this company very specifically to functionally increase your health, to regeneratively increase your health. And I'm convinced no one else is really doing it at the level we're doing it. So if you want to come in, we're doing it totally free. First 5 people, give us a call. It's 845-896-5677. That's 845-897-5677. I'm going to repeat that a couple more times because I did mess it up. 845-897-5677. Give us a call and we'll hear your message on Monday. We'll get the messages and we'll get back to you right away to help you, you know, to overcome it. Now, if you want to come in anyway, you can give us a call. $150 is not that much. I understand there's a fee, but for 5 people, my radio listeners, we open up appointments for you to come in and we put them in the upcoming week, you know, because we don't want to put it out for you. We don't want to put it in 2-3 weeks down the road. We're pretty booked up, but I keep these appointments open for people calling from the radio because I really want you guys to get better. I'm always grateful for you listening to us and I want you to have the first opportunity to try to fix your body, become healthier and get healed. So that's numbers 845-897-5677. Give us a call and we'll get you in. We'll try to get you as healthy as possible, as quickly as possible. All right, I'm going to spend some time on an obvious issue, but it is the biggest issue in our country as far as disability goes, as far as missing work days. This is the biggest issue, and that's spinal pain. And spinal pain can create, you know, issues all the time. You'd be sitting around saying, I don't have pain, but then I feel your spine, and then there's issues in there. Your body's very good at dealing with your pain, but people have pain that it disrupts their everyday life. It disrupts their mood. I have people come to my office that say they don't want to live much longer if they have this pain. It's that miserable. And people are struggling with pain all the time. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Pain isn't the reason why you should do anything, but pain's telling you you have something else going on that you need to take care of. And that's important, right? If you get a broken leg, you know, the pain signals that you have a broken leg. Pain, you don't have to treat the pain. If I gave you a pain medication and the pain went away, your leg's still broken, right? So pain's a signal telling you you have something going on you need to take care of. And that's the same thing in your spine. Pain's letting you know that your spine has shifted, irritating a disc, irritating a nerve or your spinal cord. And with that in mind, your body, you know, creates issues and you have to get it better. But I'm going to go through some of the symptoms. And that, this is in your spine because so many people have spinal issues. I'm going to go through some of the symptoms. First one is tenderness and pain radiating from the low back downward towards the thighs. So this is more like a sciatica pain, but this is likely to be worse when walking, exercising, standing, or moving. So if you've been doing stuff all day, it can irritate your nerves in your back and create this issue going down your leg called sciatica. You can even have numbness and tingling in your feet, your legs at any point in time. That's coming from your back down your legs. It also happens in your hands. You have numbness and tingling in your fingers. That isn't the issue. It's telling you you have nerve pressure from your spine, and those same nerves run organs and tissues, especially the nerves going to your fingers. They run your heart and lungs. So I'll tell people, if you cut that nerve, you couldn't use your hands anymore. You can keep living without using your hands. So that'd be, you know, disruptive to your lifestyle, but it also would shut down your heart and lungs and you die immediately. So your nerves run all these things and every function in your body has a nerve going to it. But when you're looking at your pain, stiffness in the lower back and reduced range of motion. So I have so many people, they don't have that much pain, but they have reduced range of motion. And in moderate to severe cases, this can stop you from walking, bending, climbing, and lifting normally. So you accept a life that's far below how you should be living because you have a back issue, pain, or loss of range of motion. You think, if it hurts bad enough, I'll do something about it. Well, that day happens when it hurts bad enough and you need surgery. And then surgery has a 50% 10-year failure rate and a 90% 10-year failure rate, a 50% out-the-gate failure rate. And no one wants to go down that road. So many people wait too long to take care of these issues. Pain when sleeping or once standing up in the morning happens as you get older. Inability to stand up for long periods of time or worsen pain when you do. I've had patients that come in and said, I can't walk for more than 30 seconds. Can you help me? And we didn't get them perfect, but we got them up to walking for a half hour, and that was everything for them. So basically, getting your body working better without medication is so important. Discomfort near the tailbone while sitting, especially when sitting for long periods, such as at work when driving. Muscle weakness, heaviness, or numbness near the thighs or lower back. And sharp pains following a sudden injury, impact, or trauma. So that's more acute, right? A trauma, a collision, a fall, sports injury, you know, strain from lifting, car accident. That's more acute. So you have an acute issue that involves swelling in that moment, and you got to treat it like a sprain as well as correct the position of your spine and make you much healthier. So, you know, when you get into natural remedies to try to help people, there's a few you can do. The first one is chiropractic care. So chiropractic care with postural treatments. This is what I specialize in. We do very, very high-level chiropractic care with postural treatments. We work with our Olympic teams. We work with many pro athletes. We work with our Olympic judo team, and it was very cool working with athletes, not trying to help them for pain, trying to help them to improve function, help them function better, help them, you know, to work better in what they do. So it was very cool. But regular chiropractic adjustments have proved to be effective at helping people with back pain, especially when combining with other treatments. So other treatments can work along with chiropractic care. So you get adjusted and then do massage or something like that. It can help support the chiropractic care. The patient information articles published in both Journal of the National North American Spine Society and Journal of the American Medical Associations found evidence that spinal manipulations were safe, effective, drugless form of professional treatment for both acute and chronic low back problems in adults. And the cool thing about it, they found it very, very cost effective. They found it, regardless of what you think the price is or how much it should or shouldn't be, it's very cost effective versus medical care. Now, most people have say, I'm insurance, I don't care. But you got to be aware of what your insurance is doing, right? Someone's paying for your insurance bill. You are. Everybody pulls their money together. So if you have this problem, I do this all the time. I have insurance, but I'm always aware of trying to take care of my health so I don't need my insurance. Insurance, like insurance for your car, is when you crash it. Insurance for your health, people don't it isn't healthcare insurance. See, with your cards, crash care insurance. When you have an issue, you take care of it. Healthcare insurance should take care of stuff that builds your health. But it's really about taking care of your crash, you know, your injuries, your illnesses, when you should be taking care of your health. So insurances, you know, they have their value, but I believe it's our right, and it's our we should be accountable for caring for our own health. As a matter of fact, I've done this experiment before where I told people, what would happen if you had a $10,000 deductible if you weren't taking care of your health? If you smoke, drank, you're overweight, you ate the wrong foods, and you went to your doctor saying, help me out. If you had a $10,000 deductible, that'd be miserable. But let's say you had a $500 deductible if you did everything very well and you're very healthy. I believe it can change how people take accountability for their health. Other countries do that, right? If you take care of your health better, you get more prioritized health care. I know it seems crazy, but you know, there's some people need it desperately, but if you take care of your health better, you get more prioritized health care. So if you have a spinal issue, right, the best thing you can do is get it evaluated. Now, I recommend doing x-rays right out the gate to see what's going on. If there's something more detailed, maybe even an MRI. So we do x-rays in our office and we see exactly what's going on with people in their spines. You can see exactly the malposition in their spine that's creating the pain that they're having. So imagine your spine from front to back should be perfectly straight. And when it curves, not even as bad as scoliosis, but when it curves laterally, curves to the side a little bit, you can no longer hold up your weight against gravity the way you should. Some people come in their 90s, they have no arthritis at all, they have perfect position spines, and that's rare, but it's very cool to see. If you see someone where the spine's curved or deviated from the ultimate normal position it should be in, it creates neurological pressure, pain, sciatica, headaches, you know, you name the symptom, it comes from the spine being out of place. And then the goal is to get it better, because you leave it there and just medicate it, or you leave it there and just massage the muscles, leave it there and just do physical therapy to the muscles, and you get rid of the symptoms. You may feel better, but you're not healing better. It keeps breaking down. And next time you have an episode, it's going to be far worse. That's the biggest thing I would tell anybody, is never try to treat your symptoms. Try to treat the cause of why you have symptoms, right? Our entire medical system is based off of treating symptoms and signs. If you go in with high blood pressure, they give you a pill to lower your blood pressure. But if I asked you to give me that pill back, your blood pressure would go right back up again, right? It's not taking care of the reason why you have high blood pressure. And that's how the entire medical system works. I think we should be far better at taking care of our health than that. I believe doctors should really take care of your body to run better versus just managing symptoms. So that's the most important thing right there, is trying to get your body working better. So, you know, if you're sitting here saying, I'm at work, I'm driving to church right now, I just slept last night, I got up, I was stiff, hurting, sore, you should not be feeling that way. You should be living a much better life. I'm 54. Whatever age you are, you should not have pain. You really shouldn't. So even if you had a trauma and you're saying, my pain's justified because XYZ happened to me to cause it, you should not have that pain. There's ways to get your body healing, working, and functioning better. And everybody who has that condition, as you, same as you, they don't all have pain. They're doing stuff differently and they're feeling better. So, you know, so many of you guys are dealing with that. And, you know, I want to give you guys an opportunity. Now, I'm going to tell you this flat out. We see a lot of people in my office. I love it. It's the most fun place I get to go every day. It gives me purpose, passion. I get to help people, see people get better every single day. But so many people right now, they're listening saying, I don't know if it's for me. Yeah, I don't know if it's for me. You know, getting up and going to a place, it's kind of hard. Well, what's harder? Taking care of your health, or having problems with pain, developing disease, going to your doctor, eventually needing surgery, being on medication? To me, it's much easier to go to a place and fix the cause of your issue and get healthier. You know, you could be sitting around saying, oh, you know, I have these issues, it's not that bad yet. Well, what are you waiting for, right? If it's not that bad yet, are you waiting for yet? When's yet going to come? You may have pain in the future, once again, surgery and drugs, and you may go about it that way, but you should be taking care of your body when you're younger. I see children in my office. I see newborns in my office, because we can see how their spine was shifted even from birth, get it back to full correction, and let their body heal, work, and function tremendously better throughout their entire life. They can have a much better life, more earning potential, greater energy, greater ability to enjoy relationships, greater time on vacations, all that stuff, because their body's working better. And they're not even waiting for pain. They're just getting better because they know it's the right thing to do. The parents are bringing in kids, bringing in their other friends, because they know it's the right thing to do. So, you know, you could be listening to this show right now and saying, oh, that's good, Dr. Ashburn, that's cool, the information's good, but I don't think getting better's for me. I don't think anything could help me. You know, I have these issues. You just don't understand, which is probably the weakest level of arguing. People say, you just don't understand. My issues are bad. You just don't understand. Well, have you gotten evaluated? If you gotten it evaluated from your medical doctor, they give you a different perspective altogether than I'd give you, right? I look at it totally different. I look at how to get your body functioning better, not how to manage your symptoms. So on that long rambling note, if you're someone who wants to come in, and this week I'm challenging people. I'm going to challenge you guys to come in even if you're not certain, because I'm going to give you an opportunity to come in for free. And with that opportunity, there's no catch. There's no catch to it. Come in, take my time. You know, let me answer your questions. Let me check you out. Let me do films and see what's going on. If we do that and you say, I don't want care, I'm perfectly okay with that. But I want you to figure out why you have your issue, how you can get healthier, you professionally know how to fix these problems, and then get back on track. So if you're someone who wants to come in, just give us a call. This week, I'm opening up 10 appointments. Now, I cleared the schedule. Normally, it's 5, but I was so frustrated this week with people who had issues and they didn't want to overcome these issues. So I'm trying to hold you guys responsible, accountable to overcome your issues. So if you're the first 10 callers, we'll do the entire process for free. We'll go over all the information on how to get better. And then afterwards, you can make the decision you want to make. But I promise you, it doesn't cost that much. Like the American Medical Association said, it's very cost effective versus the medical care. And I agree with it wholeheartedly. So just give us a call. The number is 845-896-1200. I'm in Fishkill, New York. So if you're an hour away, people come in for an hour away, but it may be far. If you're somewhere within an hour of that place, Fishkill, New York, you know, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you Monday morning. We'll get in touch with you, set up a time for you, help you to heal better. And maybe not even for you, maybe for your child, a friend, let them know and get them in, try to get them healthier. Guys, I love you. I appreciate every one of you. I want you to have the ultimate health, ultimate life, ultimate function, and just enjoy the heck out of it. And, you know, be good. So I'll talk to you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.